L'association Dadamon vous invite à l'exposition « Regard d'enfants sur Gaza » du 5 mai au 3 juin au Kawa Café, situé au 263 avenue Mont-Royal. Le vernissage avec musique et grignotine aura lieu le 10 mai de 18h à 22h. Cette exposition est organisée en collaboration avec CGPMI, c'est une co-présentation avec CKUT. Pour plus d'informations, tadamon.ca.
Tadamon invites you to A Child's View from Gaza, from May 5 to June 3 at Kahwa Café, 263 Mount Royal Avenue East. Vernissage with live music and snacks on May 10 from 6 to 10 p.m. This exhibition is organized in collaboration with CJPME. This is a CKUT co-presentation. More info on tadamon.ca.
Un statut pour tous.
Status for All, a march for justice and dignity for migrants and refugees. Saturday, May 26th, gather at noon, Jean Talon et Boyer, Metro Jean Talon.
Samedi le 26 mai, rassemblement à midi, coin Jean Talon et Boyer. Encore cette année, des dizaines de nos amis, de nos collègues et de membres de nos familles ont été expulsés du Canada par le gouvernement. D'autres doivent vivre dans la clandestinité ou sont détenus dans des prisons parce qu'ils sont sans papiers.
We demand an end to deportations and detentions. We also demand the abolition of double punishment. Join us on May 26th.
Nous exigeons la fin des déportations, que cessent les doubles peines et la détention pour les migrants, les réfugiés et les sans-papiers. Venez marcher avec nous le 26 mai.
For info, 438-933-7654, www.solidaritycrossborders.org.
On vit ici, on travaille ici, on reste ici.
We live here, we work here, we're staying here. This is a CKUT co-presentation.
Salut à vous les partisans, salut à toi Choli Allemand.
Welcome back to Of the Hour here on CKUT 90.3 FM. The time is now 5:35. We turn now to our Red Square report, the CKUT News Collective's ongoing in-depth coverage of the Quebec student strike. This historic student strike has now entered its 13th week. On Friday, the Quebec Liberal Party held their convention in Victoriaville. The convention was initially supposed to be held in Montreal, but was moved by the party in the lead-up due to fears of protests and disruptions. We go now to our coverage of the student demo in Victoriaville.
There are still over 170,000 students on strike in the province of Quebec, trying to stop Charest's tuition hikes, and they are not backing down. CKUT's News Collective has been out in the streets, covering the demos to bring you voices and analysis from the student movement that you won't hear in the corporate media. Tune in to CKUT's Off the Hour, weekdays from 5 to 6 p.m., for a Red Square report, ongoing news, and in-depth commentary on the student strike. For more information or to get involved, email news@ckut.ca.
If the kids are united, they would never be divided.
Pouvez-vous nous dire où est-ce qu'on se trouve et où est-ce qu'on s'en va?
On est au parc Émilie Gamelin, puis on s'en va à Victoriaville, en face du Victorin, l'hôtel où il va y avoir le rassemblement des libéraux.
Qu'est-ce qui vous motive à y aller aujourd'hui?
C'est juste pour signifier à Jean Charest qu'on est encore là, qu'on n'a pas lâché, puis que peu importe la position qu'il va prendre sur la hausse des frais de scolarité, c'est tout son gouvernement qu'on remet en question, puis on veut signifier que la population est tannée de le voir là, puis de dire qu'on lâchera pas.
Starting to walk after waiting in the parking lot for longer than planned due to many of the buses that came from Montreal being delayed. And oh, surprise, those buses were the ones organized by La Classe, which definitely has gained itself the title of black sheep in the eyes of the government. So we're still in the parking lot of the Walmart here in Victoriaville, but the crowd is starting to move, and as it's starting to move, it's also getting bigger and bigger. The walk is starting now on Arthabaska Boulevard in Victoriaville, and we're taking over the four-lane street. I see a helicopter in the sky, but apart from that, police presence is minor so far. We're
We're approaching now the Hotel Victorin, where Liberal Party leaders are gathered. People are getting closer to the Centre des Congrès de Victoriaville, where there's some fences that have been put up, where other people have stopped in the middle of the street at maybe 100 meters from a little line of a few police cars and a few police on motorcycles, and the line of individuals are holding some armors, some handmade armors. Most people now are gathered around the fence in front of the Centre des Congrès de Victoriaville. People on the front line are now shaking the fences. And there's only a couple of SQ police officers who are stationed behind the fence in front of the Centre des Congrès de Victoriaville. And it's a very small fence, just the type that would be used to direct a crowd at a festival or something, just made up of pieces of fence with bars. Some firecrackers have just been exploded in the sky. Some fireworks. Oh, here are now some riot cops that have just been deployed. And some of the fences have been torn down, and people are throwing some things into the line of police, of riot cops. I see some smoke. Oh, and people are throwing different projectiles, some sticks, another firecracker coming from the crowd. Walking towards the Centre des Congrès de Victoriaville now. The fences have all been torn down. And the line of police has backed up, and they're standing a bit closer now to the Centre des Congrès de Victoriaville as the crowd is moving forward. Cops are putting on their masks, which is always an indication that the gas is about to be released. And people are backing up now. Pourquoi est-ce que les gens reculent? Because there's just a big group of more cops who just arrived. So that's why people are backing up, and they're dressed in full riot gear. Cop, pig, murderer, people are chanting. People are still throwing projectiles into the police. And is that some gas that was just released? People are moving backwards and staying grouped together. Oh, yeah, that's definitely some gas. Whoa. Painful. So people are
Oh, everybody is affected by the gas. It's affecting people's throats. People's eyes are hurting. People's noses, people's throats. Personally, my tongue hurts, and breathing is a bit difficult. So people have backed way, way, way back. We're now on the other side of the street because we're all affected by the gas. And most of the crowd now is moving back because the effect of the gas is so intense. Everybody that I see, their eyes are bloodshot and people are coughing and visibly affected by the gas, as am I. I see people spitting and their eyes crying. I see somebody who's having to rinse her face and her eyes, who is particularly affected. Oh, and now I turn around and I can see the cloud of smoke that is thick over where the crowd was standing.
Mama!
Faut pas toucher vos yeux.
Yes!
Est-ce que vous voulez juste dire pour la radio ce qui vient de se passer avec les gosses?
Je comprends rien là-dedans.
Mais qu'est-ce que vous avez vécu? Vous étiez en avant? Puis
non, j'étais au milieu, tout simplement. Il n'y avait rien de spécial qui se passait.
Mais vous étiez au milieu, puis vous avez quand même ressenti les effets?
Assez vite parti, là.
Et puis, vous tenez le nez, votre nez coule?
Bien, moi, c'est parce que je fais de l'asthme. Mais il y a un jeune qui m'a mis de l'eau citronnée sur mon mouchoir.
OK.
Il a dit respirer dedans.
OK. Et puis,
il en a passé à quelques-uns.
Il y a beaucoup de monde dans la foule qui sont plus âgés ou qui portent pas de masque et puis qui sont quand même faites
caser. Tout le monde. On était tous assez prêts pour être accommodés.
Est-ce que la majorité de la foule s'est dispersée?
Je crois pas. On s'est tous reculés, là. Reculés, oui. On n'a pas le choix. Regarde la boucane.
Oui, on voit encore un gros nuage. Merci. We're going through a field and we're running away or walking away because even from across the street, we can still feel the effects. So we're now on the next street, which we came to through a field because the effect of the gas is so intense right now. A lot of people are heading back towards the crowd now. A lot of people are regrouping.
Merci ma chérie.
Moi ça va. Je te parle assez.
Il y a quelqu'un, il y a quelqu'un.
Somebody who just passed by said that she just puked. And a helicopter is over us now, and I can clearly see that it says police on the side of the helicopter. And most of the crowd now is heading towards a field that's across the street from the hotel.
Ils ont envoyé tantôt, ils ont tiré avec une balle de plastique à hauteur de visage. Là. La balle, après 50 pieds, était à un pied ou deux au-dessus de la tête du monde. Ça a flyé. En tout cas, ça aurait pu défigurer quelqu'un. Puis c'est... En tout cas, c'est pas... Autant c'est dégueulasse, autant ça m'étonne pas, parce que c'est comme devenu une tactique de tirer ces balles-là à hauteur de visage. Là.
Puis jusqu'à date, t'as reconnu quelles armes utilisées par la police?
Des fumigènes, il y a eu des gaz lacrymogènes qui ont été tirés, des balles de plastique. Sinon, je sais pas, j'ai rien vu d'autre pour l'instant.
C'est bon.
Oh, you're there's somebody who's badly hurt apparently, and there's an ambulance that needs to cut through the crowd. And the crowd is splitting, I think, to let an ambulance pass. And even as the ambulance is supposedly coming to help whoever was badly hurt, the police is still throwing gas into the crowd, and some people are replicating with throwing rocks. We're now in a field of rocks behind the buildings, and there's some people who are climbed on top some business trailers, some construction company trailer, and we're spreading in the lot that's behind the buildings. And the cops have caught up with us, and they're once again firing tear gas directly into the crowd. And the protesters are, those who are on the front line are throwing various projectiles, mainly rocks. And the field that we're in is actually full of rocks. And when police throw tear gas or grenades into the crowd, there's really an effort by the protesters to try to keep everybody calm by reminding each other to walk rather than run, as to avoid panic. And now the line of police are really throwing grenade after grenade, and the protesters are replicating with a shower of rocks. Oh, there's a move now. People are running towards the police and throwing more and more rocks. Oh, there's a shower of rocks being thrown at the police. People are running towards them and are really enthusiastic and seem to be more energetic and getting back in confidence. There's still only one tiny line of police, maybe 10 of them. Meanwhile, on the other side, in the street, there's still a lot of people, and they're chanting and playing music, and there's another line of cops that's in a little field close to here.
Welcome back to the program. The time is now 5:52. You just heard CKUT's Red Square report, our ongoing news and analysis on the Quebec student strike. As of yesterday, there are still 171 different student associations on strike across Quebec, representing over 167,000 students. For more information on the strike, including upcoming actions and demonstrations, visit www.bloquonslahausse.com. We will now go to today's headlines from Free Speech Radio News.
I'm Neil Abram with FSRN Headlines.
Government hospitals in Lagos, Nigeria, are without doctors after the state government fired about 800 physicians for going on strike. Sam Olukoya reports.
The 25 general hospitals and a teaching hospital in Lagos State have discharged all their patients since they cannot cope without doctors. Many of the discharged patients now have no access to health care because they are too poor to afford the cost of treatment in private hospitals. Nigerian newspapers say scores of patients with very serious cases who cannot go to private hospitals have died. The specific figure is unknown. The SAC doctors have been on strike since April 16, demanding better pay. But the state government says their action is illegal and therefore has terminated their employment. The state says it has started recruiting new doctors to take the place of the sacked ones. But the striking doctors say the government's action will destroy the public health service because the new physicians are fresh graduates who have no experience. Sam Olukoya, FSRN, Lagos.
Almost 2 years after filing a Freedom of Information request, Greenpeace finally received and released graphic pictures of dead sea turtles taken by the federal government following the 2010 BP oil spill in the Gulf of Mexico. Hundreds of pictures revealed dead Kemp's Ridley sea turtles covered in oil and dozens of black garbage bags ostensibly filled with dead turtles. The photos are in stark contrast with others previously made public that show healthy sea turtles or those being successfully rehabilitated. Greenpeace filed the FOIA request in July of 2010, asking the U.S. National Oceanic and Atmospheric Association to reveal records relating to more than 20 endangered and threatened Gulf species, or those designated as animals of concern. You'll find some of the photos on our website at fsrn.org. A U.S. Civil Service Court ordered the Environmental Protection Agency to give a fired whistleblower her job back with back pay and interest. Dr. Kate Jenkins is a chemist who contradicted the official EPA line that there was no health hazard in the toxic dust released after the 2001 terrorist attacks on the World Trade Center. Jenkins revealed that the agency's standards for corrosive levels of toxin in the air were artificially lowered, allowing then-agency head Christine Todd Whitman to claim the air was safe. Last year, Dr. Jenkins petitioned the EPA to correct the standard so that first responders can be protected in the future. The EPA has not yet acted. Students in Quebec are blocking the entrances of Montreal's World Commerce Center today as they begin their 13th week of tuition hike strikes. Many students largely reject an offer hammered out in a 20-hour-long negotiation with the government. Stephanie Clermont has more.
Student distrust grew today when Prime Minister Jean Charest and Education Minister Lynn Beauchamp publicly contradicted their weekend offer. Despite promising a possible rollback of tuition hikes if the universities could rein in the costs of other student services, officials said today they would not apply those savings to tuition rates. The student union votes today followed the arrests of hundreds of protesters who followed Quebec's ruling Liberal Party to their general council meeting, where demonstrations became violent. 4 people were severely hurt by riot police, who used massive amounts of tear gas and rubber bullets. If the strike is not quickly resolved, some students might have to finish their winter semester early in the fall or take on extra classes next year. More demonstrations are planned later this week. Stéphanie Clermont, FSRN, Montréal.
A 62-year-old Thai man sentenced to 20 years in jail for defaming Thailand's royal family in text messages has died in prison. From Bangkok, Ron Corbin reports.
The man, known locally as Uncle SMS, suffered from cancer of the mouth. Ampon Teng Nopakun's case gained international attention last year when a Thai criminal court sentenced the retired truck driver to 20 years jail for allegedly sending SMS, or short message service text, to a senior government official. Ampon pleaded not guilty and wept during court proceedings, saying he loved the Thai king and didn't even know how to text. Amnesty International researcher Benjamin Zawachki.
It's really quite shameful of the country that someone, you know, in his early 60s with throat cancer who claims, you know, not to even to know how to send SMS messages would, as I say, spend the last month of his life behind bars for a law, frankly, which places Thailand well outside of compliance with international norms on freedom of expression.
Under Thai laws, those convicted of lèse majesté, or insulting the king, queen and heir, or regent, face up to 15 years jail terms. Human rights lawyers say more than 400 cases were prosecuted in 2010 alone. Ron Corbin, FSRN, Bangkok.
For FSRN from Tampa, Florida, I'm Nell Abram.
There is this thing. Do you realize what is? There is this thing. Do you realize
consciousness is affected?
There is this thing. On. There is this thing going on. Do you realize
our consciousness is affected?
There is this thing going on.
What is called
the news brought to you live.
That does it for this edition of the Hour, produced by Montreal's Community News Collective. My name is Stéphanie Clermont. I have been your host tonight. Special thanks are due to the Grand Wire team at CJSF. Thank yous are also due to all those who make educational and inspirational radio here at CKUT possible. For more information on anything you heard tonight, or if you would like to participate or support news produced by and for the Montreal community, please contact CKUT's Community News Department at 514